Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He sent to us, sent down to us, the Quran more than 1,400 years ago. And Alhamdulillah, this is a big ni'mah of Allah. For in the Quran is the hidayah or the guidance that we all pray for every single day. Every Muslim, every day, praying five times a day or more, is saying these words again and again and again, Ihdina siratul mustaqim. Ihdina, guide us. Sirat, this is the path, the bridge, mustaqim, the straight way, and this is what we're all looking for. Every day we're asking Allah again and again and again to guide us. For without the guidance of Allah, there would be no guidance. There is none to guide except the ultimate guide, Al-Hadi. Allah is Al-Hadi. Maybe you know some people named Abdul Hadi. They are the servants or the slave of Al-Hadi. And this is logical. For those people who play the logic game, it's the intellect game. It's a game. I have more knowledge than you do. I'm smarter than you. I'm so brilliant. I'm intellectual. This is the game that they're playing. But in the ayah I read to you from the Quran, from Ayatul Kursi, chapter 2 of the Quran, verse 255, Allah says, يَلَعْمُ مَا بَيْنَ أَيْدِهِمْ وَمَا خَافَهُمْ وَاللَّهُ يُلِتُونَ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنْ إِلْمِهِ إِلَّا بِمِشَاءٍ. It is Allah, the creator, the sustainer of the whole entire universe, who has all knowledge of everything, anything that exists. And we're not just talking about knowing where the planets are. We're not just talking about full knowledge of the things we see through the telescopes, but we're talking about all knowledge of everything, not just molecules and atoms. Allah knows things that nobody could know, because He knows what's in the hearts and minds of every single creature, all at the same time. So Allah, He's not like us. His knowledge encompasses all. Then, right after that, He said, and you don't have any knowledge, except He gave it to you. Our tiny, tiny knowledge that we think we're so smart is really from Allah. And He can take it away from you like that. Just as He can give you knowledge or something. Sometimes you study and you learn and you know things. But sometimes you will know something and you don't even know how did I know that? How did I know that? And we're not just talking about, oh, how did I know to make a right turn or a left turn? Sometimes you'll know something and you'll think, how do I know that? And that's from Allah. Sometimes they have an expression in French, déjà vu, as though you did this before. How do I get this feeling? Allah is giving you a teeny tiny taste of something, and you thought all of a sudden, whoa, I have some big power. I have some big knowledge. Uh-uh. It's all from Allah. All of it from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As far as taking the knowledge away from you, that's very simple. As we see our elders and our uncles, they're getting older, and then one day they can't remember things anymore. And we've all seen that. I remember in the case of my father, Rahimallah, that I would go in the room. He stayed with us. I would go in the room, and he'd say, oh, you came to visit me. I was just here an hour ago. Oh, come in, sit down, talk to me. Then I go out of the room for something, I come back in. Oh, you came to visit me. So this means very, very limited memory. It got to the point where he didn't really remember most of the family members. I would say, who are you? And that hurts, you know, like when a wife goes to her husband or a child goes to the parent and they say, I don't know who you are. Who are you? Why are you coming in here? Why are you bothering me? And every time you go in the room, you find the same thing. And this is all from Allah. He's showing us something. And he's giving us a good chance to remember every day, because we get reward for taking care of our elders. We get reward for taking care of them when they're in this condition, right? And it also reminds us, don't take your knowledge for granted. Don't think that you're so smart, because some people consider that they have so much knowledge and they're so brilliant. In fact, they will say there is no God. Na'udhu billah. They don't even know where they got their knowledge from. Stubborn thing. The proof is they don't know where everything came from. They guess. They get a theory. It doesn't work. So they get a new theory. It doesn't work. So they get a new theory. It doesn't work. And they're always using what? The aql, the brain that Allah gave them. I should say they're misusing it. Because the reason Allah gave us a brain is what? And he tells us in the Quran, the only source of hidayah, real hidayah, is Quran. This is the real source. You want to know how to be guided? Go to the Quran and pay attention. Subhanallah. We all need guidance. And some of the things that we take for granted actually abuse things that Allah gave us. He gave us those things as a test from Allah. It's a test. Wealth, money. Some people think, if I just have a lot of money, I could do this, I could do that. Really? I want you to ask yourself a question right now. Ask yourself, what is the amount of money? If I had it, I could do anything. What is that amount? Think of that amount right now. Is it 1 million, 1 billion, 1 trillion, 100 trillion? Whatever the amount, get it in your mouth. You got it? Now imagine, you're going to do all of the things you wanted to do. You were going to build an orphanage. You were going to put up masajid. You wanted to build a madrasa for the children to learn the Quran. You wanted a nice house, a comfortable place. You wanted to put something for imam, maybe. That's a good idea. And you have all these great ideas. Now I have trillions. I'll buy me a couple of countries, maybe. Huh? Oh, I forgot to tell you. There's no guarantee what's going to happen to you. That money is all you got. You didn't ask for anything else. What about health? Ahmed Didat, rahimahullah. We all know who's Ahmed Didat. We love him so much for sake of Allah. But did you know that in 1996, he became angry. He became upset during a meeting. He was very upset. Shouting, you know. After that, right after that, he had like a stroke. He spent the next 9.5 years paralyzed. He couldn't move anything except his eyelids. Now what will you do with your $1 trillion? What will you do with it? You can't even tell somebody else what to do. In fact, you can't stop anybody from taking it. Oops. So knowledge, and we already know what can happen to that. Money, and what can happen to that. Health, and what can happen to that. What is worth anything here on this planet, in our life, what is it worth without the hidayah of Allah? Our brother said to me this morning, what if somebody told you, you lost everything? Now, what would that mean to some people? Right away, you lost everything. You will think what? My car, my money, my house, my job, I lost everything. Or some people would say, oh, I lost my position. Oh, I can't hold the office anymore. Oh, I'm not famous anymore. I'm not the big shot anymore. Some people it would be, oh, I can't run and be, you know, I'm so strong and powerful. I don't have that anymore. When you say you lost everything, what does it mean? And then our brother, he said, to the believer, if you told him, now keep in mind, we're talking about a believer in Allah. Has all of the universe, he had everything. He's got the health, he's got the power, he's got the money, he got everything. Everything, huh? But he's a believer. And you told him, you lost your connection with Allah. You can't worship Allah anymore. Allah don't want you, and you're not going anywhere with Allah. To the believer, he lost everything. He lost everything. I might as well die right now, because my life is worthless without Allah. The same is, and we were talking about suicide. Some people commit suicide when they lose all their money. Some, when they lose their job. Somebody spend a whole, his whole life, he's 16 or 17 years old, he gets a job, work in the same company until he's 60 or 70 years old. Then they say, okay, you know, you're out, you have to go. Where am I going to go? Thanks a lot. You know, we're going to have a gift for you. You're leaving. So we'll make a nice gift, and we'll have a party. Everybody will come. And this is your big day, and we're going to eat some food, and we're going to clap, and you're going to give a talk, 2 minutes, time's up. And speaking of time, here's your gift, a Mickey Mouse watch. There you go. And this, we said, some people will commit suicide. They don't have any life. The thing they most loved in this life is gone. They don't need to live here anymore. And for the believer, the only thing for us is to be able to know how to connect with Allah and worship Him alone without partners. Let me give you the reference for some of this before I wind up the Jumu'ah khutbah. Inshallah. Alif Lam Mim. ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك لا هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون. Who are the successful people? مفلحون, successful people. Who are they? They're the ones who understood that this Quran being sent down by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the hidayah, the guidance you're looking for. You asked for it, Ihdina Siratal Mustaqim, and here it comes. It is the Quran. And there's nothing else going to guide you like Quran and the Sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is it. And Allah tells you what you're going to need to qualify to be able to understand it. You must have a taqwa. We've said in other programs, in khutbas, taqwa is a shield that you have against Allah's anger on the Day of Judgment. A taqwa is a shield, literally. We say it is to have righteous action and belief. That's your shield. But there's more. And it says immediately, these are the people. I want to describe what that taqwa is. What is that shield? It is to believe in al-ghayb, the unseen, Allah, the Jannah, Jahannam, na'udhu billah, and in the jinn. And so things that you don't see, but you accept it because Allah said it. The Prophet ﷺ said it, and that's it. Then it continues. They establish a salah. A salah, we say, is prayer, right? Prayer. Prayer is in the salah, yes. It's called dua in Arabic language. Salah is not something in English language. Salah, sila, connection with Allah. Other religions don't have it, so they don't need to give a name for it. They don't have it. They have prayer, they have dua, but they don't have salah. So this is a gift from Allah that He gives you this chance. Just in a few minutes, inshallah, we will have that chance to make this connection with Almighty Allah. Sahabi, the companions of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they used to look forward to the salah. Excited, you know? You're going to connect with the one who created you? Oh yeah! Today you have, I'm sorry, some Muslims going, oh, again? The only thing worth anything on this planet, and you said it like this, and you wonder why Muslims have problems in the world today? Exactly. The next thing Allah talks about is the wealth that you're so proud of, you're so happy, but He gave it to you, your rizq. Give it out to those who need it. And after that, to believe in what came to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is the Quran and his explanation of the Quran. We call it the Sunnah. And after that, they believe that the previous revelations also came from Allah. They don't have them anymore, but we know that the original one, it came from Allah. And they believe in the Yawm al-Akhir. There is a life after this. There is a resurrection. Yawm al-Qiyamah is there. Don't have any doubt about it. And these are the people who are on the Hidayah guidance of Allah. These are the people who are Muflihun. And we ask Allah to make us of the Muflihun, the people who are successful. Ameen. We ask Allah to guide us in all that we do and to remember Him, not just in our salah, but throughout the day, in remembering that all the things that I do are only by the permission of the one who sees everything and hears everything. Everything that I have from the time I'm born until the time I'm dead, this is from Him. I thank Him for that. Everything that's in my mind and in my heart, all of this is known to Him. And I seek refuge in Him. And I ask for forgiveness from Him. Because He knows everything. And finally, as we should always do, especially on Fridays, is the dua for our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we say, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka Hamidun Majid. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasanatan wa fil akhirati hasanatan wa qina adhaban nar. Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana wa hab lana min ladunka rahmatan innaka antal wahhab. إن الحمد لله رب العالمين هو الذي جعلنا مسلمين. We give all praise to the one who made us Muslims. الحمد لله. الحمد لله. Love all of you for sake of Allah. And I sincerely ask from my heart for us, all of us, to be forgiven and to be in Allah's paradise, Jannat al-Firdaws A'la, with His Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Ikhmal salam.